WCYB Cybercrime Radio. Hello again, this is Zach Hack, and here at Cybersecurity Ventures, we're proud of a new documentary that we have called Women Know Cyber. Women know cybersecurity. They're involved in our industry. Surveys and opinions vary, but we're here to tell you that women will be a part of the driving force in cybersecurity. This show is part of a series of podcasts with women who are involved in cyber, on their way to a career in cyber, and those who are leading the way in the cybersecurity industry. Today, we'll be chatting with Vicky Lee, who is a security researcher with expertise in offensive web security. She attacks web applications, advises developers on how to secure them. She's also the author of a new book called Bug Bounty Bootcamp. She's working for Shift Left. She specializes in application security and is a self-described bug hunter. Vicky, nice to have you on the show, and welcome to WCYB.
Thank you so much for having me, Zach.
So our first question, and it's kind of a general one, what led you to become interested in bug bounties, InfoSec, and cybersecurity?
I have a CS degree in college, and I really got interested in security through my university courses. I remember one of my first courses ever in my CS degree was about computer systems. And within that course, we spend 1 week on all the possibilities that you can use to attack a computer system, right? And our professors were showing us all these examples of how you can attack an application and make it do things that it was not intended to do. And that was super, super cool. So I started bug bounties as a way to really learn more about InfoSec during my university years. And hacking on bug bounty programs really helped me learn deeper and deeper about web application security, web hacking. And that then led to my current job at Shift Left, which really my job at Shift Left is to move this knowledge forward, right? I teach developers on how to develop securely and how to write code to prevent these web security vulnerabilities that I used to exploit as a bug bounty hunter.
So we're promoting a new documentary that we have here at Cybersecurity Ventures. It's called Women Know Cyber. You're a woman in the industry. How hard is it to launch a career in cybersecurity if you're a woman?
I don't really know the answer to that question, actually, since I can't really speak to anyone else's experience as a woman. For me, I think the hardest part started way before I launched a career in cybersecurity, right? I was able to transition from a university student to working within the application security industry, no problem. But I feel like one of the difficulties that I face during my university years is that I'm often the only one in all of my university security courses because there's not a lot of women in the CS department or are focused on cybersecurity in general. So that experience can be quite isolating. I think that discourages a lot of young women from going into the field as well. I also know that that continues to be a problem after these women have launched a career in cybersecurity just because there are very, very few practitioners that are also women that they can relate to and look up to. And so that could be very discouraging for them to continue on their careers in cybersecurity.
So you're an author, Bug Bounty Bootcamp. Tell us about the book.
I wrote it to introduce beginners to all aspects of web hacking. I want to show readers how to find, how to exploit, and how to report security vulnerabilities in applications. And the goal of this book is to really make materials like web security vulnerabilities, exploiting web security vulnerabilities, and writing code to prevent these vulnerabilities very approachable to beginners and very actionable to people who are trying to launch careers in application security and penetration testing as well. So it's written in very simplistic language so that you can build up your knowledge even if you don't have any particular background in security.
The COVID pandemic has turned a lot of us back inside. But as a bug bounty hunter, you kind of work alone. And bug hunting is something that you could really have a great profit at, a profitable venture. Is bug bounty hunting something you do full time on your own? Or is it just something you do for fun or maybe just a side hustle?
To be honest, I don't really bug hunt that much anymore. I simply don't have time for it. But I used to spend quite a lot of my time hunting for bugs and reporting them. And I enjoyed it very much as well. So yeah, you can make a lot of money with bug hunting. And I think the biggest thing that I liked about being a bug bounty hunter is that, well, first, it allowed me to make an income as a university student and save up some money. And it also allowed me to work and make money whenever I wanted to. Back in university, I was just hunting whenever I have time between classes. And now that I have a full-time job and I'm working on a lot of different projects, I can always just whip out the browser and hunt for an hour or two and see if I find something. So the flexibility has been a huge, huge thing. I recommend bug bounties to people as a way to start experiencing cybersecurity, experiencing application security, as well as trying to launch a career in the industry because it's so flexible. It doesn't really have a barrier of entry. And as a beginner, you can start having results fairly quickly.
Without naming names, you don't want to turn anybody in. What was the most satisfying bug that you found?
I think I've got to say that it's my first ever bug. Like, I found a lot of more severe bugs or more technically interesting bugs than my first bug. But the first one is just unbelievable. I think the first time that I've ever reported an issue to a company, and the company fixed the vulnerability fairly quickly. I think I heard back within a week. I think I got paid like $100 or something like that. It was not that much. But what was really satisfying is that I was just a college student at that time, and I felt like I could use my knowledge to contribute to the security of that company, right? It was like a pretty big company, and I use its services every day. And that made me feel incredible. Like, I can give back to like the software industry just as a student, and I can make some food money, some allowances at the same time.
Back to the book. If our listeners want to get a copy of your book, where can they go?
My book is published by NoStar. So I believe you can find the book on nostar.com. And I think the URL is something like /bug bounty bootcamp. My book is also available on Amazon. You can just search for Bug Bounty Bootcamp on Amazon. And that would probably be the way to go if you don't live in the United States.
And if our listeners want to find you online, you have a blog that I've seen and a video channel. What's the best way to get in touch with you and see what you're doing?
So following me on Twitter would probably be the best way to keep in touch with me, because regardless of what I'm doing at the moment, whether I'm writing a blog or I'm publishing a video or a podcast, I'm probably tweeting about it on my Twitter. So I announce everything there, and it would be like a good central repository of where I keep all my material.
Vicky, thanks for joining us on the air today. It was really great chatting with you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was good chatting with you too.
My name is Zach Hack, and today we've been speaking with Vicky Lee, author of the book Bug Bounty Bootcamp, also our security researcher with an expertise in offensive web security. And our topic today was women in cyber. Here at Cybersecurity Ventures, we have a new documentary called Women Know Cyber. You can see that documentary and also read the book, which came out earlier. You can go to cybercrimemagazine.com. Don't forget to listen to our many other podcasts and recordings all about cybercrime and cybersecurity. And thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is Zach Hack, and remember, be safe online.